doesn't love a good cup of coffee? Well, now you can have a great cup of coffee delivered right to your door. White Cane Coffee. White Cane Coffee offers small batch, fresh roasted, single origin premium coffee made from the finest premium coffee beans. Enjoy your favorite Colombian Supremo, Colombian Supremo Decaf, French Roast, High Octane, Donut Shop, and Breakfast Blend. White Cane Coffee hires and supports workers from the blind and autistic communities and donates a portion of the proceeds to various organizations for the blind. Order your White Cane Coffee today and don't forget to mention promo code RADIO to receive your special 10% discount. The best coffee is waiting for you at whitecanecoffee.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
In 2016, it was shown by level one evidence, that's the most robust scientific evidence that exists, that if you supplement with a formulation that contains lutein, zeaxanthin, and crucially, mesozeaxanthin, that formulation is commercially known as MacuHealth, that you will improve your vision even if you have normal healthy eyes and even if you think you already have maximum and optimal vision. So in other words, this is a game changer. The use of MacuHealth to improve vision in normal healthy people is the most important advance in eye science since the invention of spectacles.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Many are surprised to learn what a full life a veteran with a disability can lead. For example, Steve Baskis is a 27-year-old veteran who is pursuing a college degree, has taken up mountain climbing, and is blind. Recently, on behalf of BVA and other blinded veterans, he visited the members of Congress to request additional funding for combat-related eye trauma research. He's also participated in Project Gemini, a program that links blinded vets in the U.S. with those in the U.K. To learn more, visit bva.org.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service travel agency specializing in vacations for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tour, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal. At no cost to you, Best Bets Travel navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. every day. Call us at 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com. That is bestbetstravel.com. And please remember to mention it that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat? Simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com, find Menus for All on Facebook, or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
Welcome. Welcome to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. I want to thank all the people that were calling me and give me suggestions about, let's just go this way, how to pour my soda into the glass. For those people who are visually impaired and blind, there's a lot of good suggestions. I like them. The biggest thing, I'm going to listen to my wife, and I think, who suggested it, to pour it over the sink.
Right.
Which I'm going to do. But right. Anyway, listen, folks, we have another hour, a lot of things happening. So we're going to go right to trivia.
Very busy second hour.
We're going to go right to trivia right now. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? And Lynn, you'll start giving your recipe for Thanksgiving, because that's what we've been doing the first hour.
The time in the season when family and friends
407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
To offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the years. To join hands and thank the Creator. Now when Thanksgiving is due, and this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings.
Okay, you all people should know that voice. 407-894-1680. Lynn, start giving the recipes.
Well, no, I only have the one recipe, but I just wanted to tell anybody that is cooking a turkey that if you're cooking an unstuffed turkey, I roast the turkey at 325 at 20 minutes per pound, and it always works. And I actually, sometimes I cook it in a, believe it or not, a brown paper bag from the supermarket, and I just put it in there, and it comes out fantastically.
You put the stuffing in the turkey or separate?
No, you know what? Years ago, I used to cook a turkey with the stuffing. I don't do that anymore because sometimes it doesn't get cooked thoroughly. So I'd rather just bake my stuffing in a separate casserole dish and cook the turkey unstuffed. But what I wanted to tell you is I just read something today. I didn't know this, that you shouldn't trust the pop-up timer. Well, most turkeys now come with a pop-up timer, but it's better to use, which I still do, I use a meat thermometer, but I'm sighted, so I can read when it reads to 165 degrees for safety, but I found out that they have talking temperature indicators, so if you are making a turkey, you know, try to use the talking temperature indicator.
Give your recipe for stuffing.
No, I don't. I don't do anything that unusual,
love your
Michael.
Stuff. I'm telling
the
your
only thing
is
I do
best.
Differently is that I add shallots and Grand Marnier. Other than that, it's the same thing with the stuffing and the celery and the onions and sauteing in the butter.
Why don't you say it again? So you add the stuffing, you put onions and shallots.
And low sodium chicken broth. I buy a container of, I guess it's.
And the wine.
Any brand. And Grand Marnier. Remember, we were running around looking for Grand Marnier that time?
Yep.
That's what I use. The shallots. Oh, and cashew nuts.
And cashew nuts.
Cashew nuts I use too, which
is good. Say it one more time.
What? Cashew nuts.
Cashew or cashew?
I say cashew nuts.
Cashew is like pecan, pecan.
I'm from New Jersey. We say cashew nuts.
We have any callers calling in yet?
Okay. So let me tell Michael only wanted me to give you this recipe for cranberry sauce with apples and port. It sounds fancy schmancy, but it's so easy. The prep time is 10 minutes. Cook time's 10 minutes. It makes 3 1/4 cups. And what I do is I put it in the refrigerator. But this is what you get. A bag of whole cranberries, not the canned, whole cranberries. And just rinse them off in your colander. And you cut up 1 Granny Smith apple. You peel it, you core it, and you chop it. 1 cup of port wine, 3/4 cup sugar, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. And all you do is put it in a 3-quart saucepan, heat all the ingredients to boiling on high, and you stir it occasionally. And one thing for the visually impaired, those cranberries pop. You will hear them popping, so you'll be knowing that they're boiling and they're cooking properly. And you just reduce the heat to medium and cook uncovered about 7 to 8 minutes until you stop hearing the cranberries pop, just like when you're making popcorn. And you stir it occasionally, and it's going to thicken as it chills.
We're going to put this on the
website.
And
then you just put in a serving bowl, cover it, put it in the fridge for about 3 hours, and that's it.
Lynn,
and
we're going to put it on the website so people can know that the stuffing recipe and this the cranberry recipe.
I'll try to make an extra page tonight.
Okay,
and just
she's
going to
put an extra page for the two recipes. And by the way, if you have a recipe, call in now or write to us, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org with your recipe. We'll put it on the page she's talking about putting
right.
the recipe.
But don't forget the most important thing I can tell you tonight. Make sure that turkey reaches internal temperature of 165 for safety. And don't forget 3 1/4 at 20 minutes per pound, unstuffed. All right, I'm done with my turkey talk.
Let's hit the phone line real quick, real fast, all the way in Lake Worth, Florida. Oh. Let's talk with the one and only Gary.
Another Gary.
Lake Worth, New Jersey.
Another Gary.
Hi, everybody.
Oh. Hey, Gary. Happy Thanksgiving.
Gary.
Yeah, I don't know who it is exactly, but it does sound a little like Johnny Cash.
It is.
All right.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's
that's
Gary
exactly who it is.
From Lake Worth, Florida, and yep. Johnny Cash, and he is correct. And you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
All right.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Gary.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Gary, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Since we're going to be really busy, maybe we better play the third song, the third trivia.
We have enough time?
Hold on one moment because I got...
We can't because we're going to have a guest caller. Never mind.
Gary, hold on one moment, all right? Don't hang up.
Thanks for calling, Gary.
All righty. We're going to throw Gary on hold real quick. And our good friend Kevin called back because he was trying to get into the trivia
as well.
Sure. But Kevin, we already got somebody already. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin. Okay. Call him back.
All righty. No, we can't do another trivia because we have two guests back to back.
Right, we got two guests back to back.
Anybody on the line yet?
Our guest is on.
Dr. Hoffman is there. Okay. So on the other side of the break, we're going to meet Dr. Lori Hoffman from Metroliner. So we're looking forward to that. And what else, Michael? I'm out of breath.
I'd like you to put the website.
I will.
And anybody who is interested in helping other people about your recipe, write in, michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And let's hear about your recipe. We'll put it up on the website. And if you want to call before the show's over and let you know about your recipe, we'll hear about that too.
I got one other caller got a dessert for you that they want to give out.
Who's calling
dessert
it?
All right,
let's go over to Winter Park again and talk with our good friend Gary, Blind Man Gary.
Oh, Gary.
He said he got a dessert.
He's a good cook. Gary's
I don't
a good
know.
Cook.
He, that wasn't well,
hey,
say.
Guys.
Hi, Gary.
I got a real good, easy one for everybody.
Yay.
What is it?
Rum cake.
What? Rum cake. I'll leave it there. Rum cake.
Ooh.
Okay, what you do is take a meatloaf tin.
What?
And a meatloaf tin.
Oh, a meatloaf tin. Okay.
Yeah, glass or whatever. And grease it up, you know, oil it up or whatever all around in there real good. Now you take a can of Comstock cherries or apples. Or whatever they got, Comstock, whatever you like.
Right, right. They have cherry, apples, all kinds, yeah.
And you take and dump that into the bottom, level it off. Now, simple, you'll get a box of Jiffy Yellow cake mix. You dump that over the top. Ooh. Don't mix it in at all.
This sounds good.
Now, take three big tablespoons of butter. And 1/3 away, half away, the other 1/3 away. Now, put it in the oven for 30 to 35 minutes. It comes out golden brown, and it is delicious.
And how come you never made that for us?
Yeah.
I forgot.
But I didn't hear in the beginning. Where was the rum? At the bottom?
No rum. You dump the Comstock filling into the bottom, then just a yellow cake over the top of that, and then your butter on top of that.
So you didn't put any rum in?
Oh, I thought he said rum in
That's
the beginning.
He did say rum.
No rum. This time I'm doing no rum.
Oh, no rum.
Oh, no rum. I'd rather have it with the rum.
Yeah, with rum.
No. So simple. $3.50 now for about 30 to 35 minutes.
Well, that sounds good.
Golden brown.
And you can make that the next time we see you. Okay. All right, Gary. Good luck.
You take care now. And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. All right. I guess we're going to break.
We're going to break.
Yep.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
MaxiAids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call MaxiAids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
Hi, this is Gary, and once again today, I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. That lip-smacking good food I always talk about? Well, I want to let you know, this year, I'm having my holiday catered by Sonny's Barbecue. They have ham and turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans and corn, garlic toast, cornbread, sweet tea, unsweetened tea, and a delicious veggie wrap, all professionally catered. If you'd like to have your holiday professionally catered this year, go to sonnysbarbecue.com. That's spelled sonnysbbq.com.
Come to Koi Wan Hibachi Grill and Sushi Buffet for an unforgettable dining experience. Biggest and best buffet in the Orlando area. Located at 945 West State Row 436 in Altamont Springs, right next to Kohl's. Monday to Friday, only $9.49 from 11 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Evenings and weekend, only $13.99 all day. Includes all-you-can-eat blue crabs. Crave hibachi? We have hibachi your way. And sushi? So many varieties of fresh sushi. Oh, and don't forget the huge selection of desserts. Koi Wan Hibachi Buffet. Stop by today.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work for Metrolina Association for the Blind, located in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you or a family member experiencing vision loss? No worries. MAB has you covered. Take one of our group or individualized training classes. Assistive technology, orientation mobility, independent living skills, and several more to choose from. Visit www.mabnc.org or give one of our friendly staff members a call at 704-887-5102. MAB and our life-changing programs are here for you.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you do, 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Okay, well, I'd like to... okay, Chris. We would like to welcome our next guest on this pre-Thanksgiving show, and we're happy to have Dr. Lori Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman is the low vision optometrist at Metrolina in Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome, Lori. Welcome, Dr.
Hi.
Hoffman.
Nice to see you guys. Well, nice to hear you guys.
Yeah. Nice to have you on the air, Dr. Hoffman. We appreciate you calling in. So tell us a little bit about the agency for those who don't know anything about Metrolina. And
We
have a lot
of listeners. We're Metrolina Association for the Blind. Mm-hmm. We've been around since 1934, and we offer vision rehab services. I know you've had a couple of my colleagues on the show before, and then we also offer accessible document services.
Okay. Tell us about that. I don't think we spoke about that last time.
The accessible documents. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really cool. Our building has the bottom floor, which is our vision rehab services, and then the top floor is our accessible document services. And we have clients where we transcribe statements, so bank statements, credit reports, different things like that, into Braille, large print, audio, and we also do accessible PDFs.
Wow. And you help clients all over the country?
All over the country.
All over the country. Well, that's good to know. Metrolina.
So how do we get you more clients?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. Just, we're trying to get the word out there that we're national, not just in Charlotte. And we have a great staff, a really, really strong group of individuals, of Braille editors, and lots of people who are sighted and non-sighted working for us. And so, we just, like I said, kind of want to get the word out there about what we do and the services we provide.
But how would you like our listeners to help you get business there in Metrolina?
Yeah. So the best way is to visit our website, www.mabnc.org. You can find all kinds of information. There's a whole section on what we do in accessible document services. Yeah.
Okay. So it starts, I guess, with... If they don't have anything at their bank, that they don't...
Or any type of business.
Right?
Yep.
So, but especially the bank, if they don't have any accessibility to getting in Braille or anything else, as far as people that are visually impaired and blind, then they should contact you. Is that the way it works?
Absolutely,
so
yep.
They should just tell...
Yeah, well, they contact their bank or whoever, and I mean, a lot of people just don't realize that they can ask for those things. I mean, people are there struggling, trying to read their statements and bills and different things like that, and they don't realize that, that that's even an option to get in large print or Braille.
Wow.
I've been at the same bank for 38 years, and I didn't know. No, they never told me, the bank I use, that they have accessibility as far as using the ATM machine. That if you're visually impaired or blind, because I've always mentioned to Lynn to go use it, and I didn't know that they helped me to go use it by giving us, what's the things in your ears? They give you
The earbuds.
The earbuds?
Yeah, earbuds, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you are a low vision optometrist. And so
I am.
What kinds of eye conditions do you work with at Metrolina?
Yeah. So, patients are typically referred to me because they have some type of eye disease that's limiting their vision. So the most common eye diseases I work with, definitely macular degeneration in our over 65 population.
Right.
Glaucoma is a big one, and then diabetic retinopathy is a big one for the working age population. And then I see a lot of just different genetic or inherited retinal diseases like RP, Stoddard's disease, different things like that. I've seen lots of really interesting diseases over the years. All of these patients are coming because they're having, functional deficits because of their eye disease. So, they come in and they need help. They want to get back to reading. They want to get back to watching TV or, just different independent skills, to live life, how they used to. A lot of patients just come in and they're just wanting help to get back to doing the things that they want and need to do.
And then you send them, to other doctors for help for the specific treatments. Is that what you do?
Yeah. So
you recommend
the patients. Yeah. So typically the patients are coming from their ophthalmologist or optometrist. Normally their ophthalmologist, because they're actively, getting treatments for like their macular degeneration, for example. But basically those doctors have said, there's nothing more I can do treatment wise, and their vision is where it is. So, they come to me so that we can maximize the vision that they do have.
Right. And how far out do you? What kind of radius? How far out does Metrolina, reach to treat?
Yeah. Great question. So we see patients. I mean, I'll see patients from anywhere. But our service area is within. We're in Mecklenburg County in North Carolina, but we also service Union County and Cabarrus County. But I have lots of patients that are coming from South Carolina, from other areas, North Carolina. So as long as they can get to see me, I'm happy to see them.
That's very nice.
Is that near Greensboro? No, it's not near Greensboro.
No.
It's near.
We're about like an hour and a half from Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But tell us more.
Let's see. What else do you want to know? So I typically work with patients on different devices, low vision devices. I have two low vision therapists that also work with me. So we have an occupational therapist that is a certified low vision therapist, and then I have another certified low vision therapist. And I work closely with them to provide patients with additional training as well. So I typically work with patients just doing kind of the initial low vision evaluation, working on, like I said, different low vision devices such as magnifiers, high-powered reading glasses, telescopic devices, electronic magnifiers, different things like that. And then we can, offer additional training as well to help patients utilize those devices effectively. And some of these patients also need help with things like, if they have visual field loss or their peripheral vision is decreased for whatever reason, whether it's from glaucoma or RP or diabetic retinopathy or they've had a stroke or different things like that, we can work with them on kind of learning how to move their head and move their eyes around in a systematic pattern so that they're not missing things in their environment. So again, it's all very functional. It's all very problem-focused depending on the kinds of issues patients have.
Okay. Well, why don't you give out the contact information, Dr. Hoffman, so people know how to reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I mentioned earlier our website is www.mabnc.org, or the main phone number line that people can call is 704-372-3870. And that will connect into the main office.
And don't forget, it's on our website, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So if you look up Metrolina, it's on our website.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, and we hope you have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too. Thanks so much. And also for people not to forget about our accessible document services, too.
Absolutely.
As another way we can help people be independent.
Absolutely.
So thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Doctor. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
Have
again,
a good
happy
one.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Okay. That's Metrolina in Charlotte, North Carolina. That is some facility there.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We shall be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Oh, At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and I work for Metrolina Association for the Blind, located in beautiful Charlotte, North Carolina. Are you or a family member experiencing vision loss? No worries, MAB has you covered. Take one of our group or individualized training classes. Assistive technology, orientation mobility, independent living skills, and several more to choose from. Visit www.mabnc.org or give one of our friendly staff members a call at 704-887-5102. MAB and our life-changing programs are here for you.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer. Retina Boy is the new novel by Ben Schaberman, director of scientific outreach at the Foundation Fighting Blindness. It's a story of friends, aliens, retinas, and rock and roll. Researchers were mystified by the boy from Des Moines, Iowa, born without retinas. Everyone was mesmerized by his luminescent aquamarine eyes. Retina Boy grew up to be a brilliant teenager playing awesome lead guitar in his classic rock cover band. Never did Retina Boy imagine he was from another planet and that he and his girlfriend would be called upon to save the Earth and an alien world of blind inhabitants on the brink of environmental collapse. Retina Boy is published by Loyola University, Maryland. Retina Boy is available on Amazon in paperback, Kindle, and on Audible. For more information, visit retinaboy.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee.
Why use MacuHealth for visual performance and macular degeneration?
The field of supplementation has been studied for 5 to 6 decades. Nature chose this system to protect the macula. So it provided a structure, 3 carotenoids, to produce the best antioxidant for the macula. So now the current understanding is you need to have something that replenishes macular pigment. And that means you have to have mesozeaxanthine, lutein, and zeaxanthine. That product only comes in one form, and it's called MacuHealth.
Visit us at MacuHealth.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And just to mention, we have all-you-can-eat ribs for the best price in town. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all-you-can-eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in? Well, I definitely want you to. Love to hear from you, whether you're sighted, whether you're vision impaired or blind. That's right. Call in 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn?
Okay, our last guest, last but not least, for the evening, we'd like to welcome back John Oliveira. And John is the president of the Association of Blind Citizens way up there in Holbrook, Massachusetts. Welcome back, John.
Welcome, John.
Good evening, Lynn and Michael. Happy Thanksgiving to you
Same
and the rest of your listeners.
Same
and
to you.
Well, actually, warming up here and getting ready to get the turkey on for Thursday, and it's been a rainy day, and the Patriots won today, so everyone is happy.
I was trying
Patriots
to find
won.
Out if they won. I wasn't sure. Very good.
They won.
Very good.
They won.
Yeah.
So we're
win.
Doing well here. So what's going on at the Association of Blind Citizens? Well, let me tell you, we had a very successful weekend camp for blind kids in at the end of October. Took a bunch of kids up to New Hampshire, and we taught them how to use assistive technology, and then we took them down to a bowling lane, and they did some bowling, took them over to some bumper cars, and they crashed into each other and had a grand old time.
Bumper cars.
And, yes, bumper cars.
Wow.
Blind kids in bumper cars.
That's all right.
We had some smashing collisions, as they're designed to do, and they were yelling at each other, and they knew how to locate each other, and everyone had a great time. We took them out to restaurants in the area, and We just moved them around town and showed them how blind kids can move around, and their canes were in hand, and they were doing very well. They learned some good skills regarding running an iPad or an iPhone, learned how to use some apps that would allow them to do some things, such as reading text and identifying money and using some apps to manage some of their schoolwork. So it was a great weekend. We spent about 40 hours with them, and they leave very happy and want to come back again next time. So, it leaves us volunteers all very tired, but we're currently planning a ski camp that we're going to have on March 6th through the 8th. And This last trip, we had kids from Massachusetts and New Hampshire. We will accommodate kids from anywhere. If they can get up here, we'll bring them the rest of the way to the location. So on March 6th, we're going to go skiing. We do some snow tubing, skiing, downhill skiing, and we do some ice skating for those who want to go ice skating. And we take them to play some bumper air hockey and play some video games, those who have some usable vision. So we have a good time up at this lodge. We've done this our third year. We're doing a ski camp, so that's coming up. So if anybody is interested, the announcements will be out soon. We'll be sending out to all the teachers of the visually impaired in the New England area. So if people are interested, once they receive those announcements, they can jump right in. And we take a small group of kids on all our trips, anywhere from 6 to 8 kids, so they can get direct attention. We stay in hotels or in lodges, public places, so that they interact with the public and talk to the other guests at the facilities and meet other kids. When we're at ski camp, they meet kids from Boy Scouts and that sort of thing. They're up there on their own weekends, so it's a good cross intersection between blind kids and sighted kids.
How long is it for?
It's for the weekend. We go up on Friday. We leave here Boston around 2:30, and we come back on Sunday around noontime. So we take them up for a weekend.
You get a lot. You cram a lot of activities in that short.
Oh, we do. We don't let them sit and idle because they get thinking crazy thoughts. So we just keep them moving, keep their brains running. You know.
So John, let me ask you a question. How can Blind and Beyond Radio Show help you? I'd like to know.
We're talking about it. So you can help us. It's the end of the year. Obviously, people can make donations because we don't charge these kids. Everything we do is free of charge. We don't charge parents. We don't charge anyone for this. We just ask the public for donations. So if anyone is interested in supporting our cause, then visit blindcitizens.org and click on the click on the support page and go down to the button and use PayPal to send us a donation. But we do have some very good donors that donate to us and some foundations that help us out. So basically, if anybody's listening in New Hampshire or Connecticut or Massachusetts, any kids 12 to 16, we're going to have a ski camp. So we have spots open right now. So watch our website, blindcitizens.org, and click under announcements. You'll see one announcement there. That'll be up in a couple of days. We're just putting some finishing touches on the schedule.
And how old are the kids?
12 to 16. Once they turn 16, they can't come back anymore. They can go on to other programs.
That's
we tell them, you're too old for us. Once you hit 16, that's it. There are other programs they can go to. We refer them to other
organizations. So, John, everything that you do, your focus, though, is always on the children?
No, our focus is not always on the children. We have our holiday party, our 20th holiday party that we do, and that's for adults. We have about 70 to 80 people that come. We book the Fours restaurant in Boston. We have people that have come as far away as Maryland to attend our event. They visit friends in Boston, and they come over. We have an old-fashioned, what we call a Yankee swap. I think you folks down south call it a Dirty Santa. It's where everyone brings a gift of equal value, and then you draw numbers, and then you go up and pick a package that's wrapped, and then you can steal it. If someone opens your package and you don't like what you got, you can pick from the ones that have already been opened, and you give them what you opened.
That's funny.
So, yeah, we do that, and a little sing-along, and we buy lunch for everybody. And so that's coming up on December 21st. That's up on our website. Click on the announcements link at blindcitizens.org. And it's a good time. We're there from 12 until 3. And the wait staff is great. We've been using this restaurant for 20 years. They all know us. And we have Braille menus for people to choose from, large print menus for those who can use large print. And there's a cash bar, but we don't pay for that, though. If you want to have a drink, you have to buy it on your own.
John, how did you get involved in this 20 years ago?
Well, I started the organization. Me and some friends got together, and we founded the organization and put together a bunch of different programs. We also have Beat Baseball. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. And we have a show called In Focus, and everyone can check this out by going to blindcitizens.org. And Michael has been on our show a few months ago.
How
so
often
check
is
it
that?
Out.
How often
All
is
that? The show is once a month. It's once aired on the radio reading services here in New England, and then we post it up on our website. So we have about 120-something shows on the website. So you can go back a few years and look at the description, and if it's something you like, you can click on it and listen
so
to
the
show.
So you have a show once a month, is that right?
In Focus.
Yes,
it's called In Focus.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right. So let's discuss it. So tell people about InFocus.
How would they access it?
How would they access it?
They go to blindcitizens.org and click on the InFocus link. And then it'll list you all the shows. I think there's 125 shows up there since my last count. And we post one there every month, and we do get feedback from the audience. And, you know, if your audience is out there listening and they really have wanted to do something in their area, some activity or whatever, we've had bowling teams. We've done all kinds of different social activities. You know, drop us a note at president@blindcitizens.org. We'll do stuff outside of New England. We'll do stuff in Florida. We had our holiday party in Washington, D.C. area for about 7 or 8 years. And so if people want a certain program to come to their area, we can certainly do that. And we like social events. A lot of people say there's nothing for them to do to go out and socialize with folks. So if you help us reach out to the folks, we may be able to rent the hall or pay for the activity or do something like that. We used to sponsor folks who wanted to go to audio-described movies and theaters, and we'd have movie night, ABC movie night. And if you came in and you were blind, ABC would pick up your ticket. So we've done all kinds of different creative things. We do like to do social events. So anybody listening has any great ideas, feel free to drop me a note at president@blindcitizens.org.
All right. Well, that was a lot of information.
So you got your recipe for your stuffing all set?
Yep.
All right. Well, we throw some sausage, some spicy sausage.
Oh, that's me. I'm listening to this one.
That gives it a little kick.
I have done that. Remember that? I did that many years ago. I put the fennel and the sausage in it. It was delicious. Yep.
Yeah, that gives it a little
licorice-y,
kick. And,
a little licorice-y
very tasty
taste.
And spicy.
Yep.
I'm always in for spicy sausage. I love spicy sausage.
Well, happy
right.
Thanksgiving to you, John. We appreciate
it. All right,
you
very good.
In.
You guys have the same, and we'll talk to you next time.
Absolutely.
Stay
take
well.
Care.
All right. Again, happy Thanksgiving. Happy
bye-bye.
Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We're going to trivia?
We have time for one more? Okay, Chris says yes.
We've got trivia time, trivia time, trivia time. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? So who's singing that song? That's a little toughy. 407-894-1680. I'll just tell you right now. I'll give you one hint. Okay?
Why are you giving a hint?
No, I shouldn't.
I don't know. What do you think, Chris? No. Chris says no. No hints.
No hints? Okay. Nope. No hints. Sorry.
Wait, that's simple. It should be simple enough.
You recognize the voice?
Yeah. It okay. should be simple enough.
All right.
Let me guess.
407-894-1680.
You're going to your in-laws for Thanksgiving.
I don't know. We don't know yet.
No, don't know yet.
We don't
it's
know
up
yet.
Up in the air.
Because it was either my in-laws in Leesburg.
You always have.
Or we're going to go.
Plan A, B, or C.
Right. Or we're going to go down south.
Oh, okay.
To the in-laws down south, which is aunties and uncles.
Where, so, Miami?
No, Miami, Lake Worth, somewhere right around in that area.
He always puts Miami and Lake Worth together. It's like a whole county.
Yeah, because.
It's a county apart.
I know they are, but.
To you, it's all the same.
For
right?
them, it's like.
Yeah.
You go Lake Worth, you go
we're central,
Palm Beach,
south,
and then
yeah.
they Miami. And it's like,
I know.
That's like 50 miles apart.
But they're Lake South Florida is what he means.
But
yeah.
they come right next to each other.
They do.
That's just like from zooming Orlando down. To Delta, Sanford, Altamont, Longwood.
Yeah.
No, it's further apart. Yeah. Lake Worth. Lake Worth is further apart. You got the turnpike. It still takes you from Lake Worth to Miami a good 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah, well, it depends on how fast you drive, right, Chris? Well,
Fort Lauderdale, all of them right there.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And I'll be trying, and I understand the difference. And it's so funny because when I first got to Florida, you know, they were having a big deal about it. I'm from West Palm Beach. I'm from Fort Lauderdale. I'm from Miami. And when I actually took the drive myself.
Florida.
It's Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. What's the difference? It's all next. Y'all right next
full
to each
palm
other.
Palm trees.
You got anybody calling in yet?
Yeah. Not yet.
Well, I better give a hint.
You better give a hint.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Let him give a hint.
I got one. Like father, like daughter.
Okay. A very famous father.
That was so easy now.
Okay. It's a father, daughter. Okay, the father was humongous. He was huge. All right? That's a big hint.
You guys just gave it away. The Thanksgiving present.
Oh, and I'll give you another hint. Last one. Her last name is the same, of course, as her father's.
Oh, brother.
That's all I'm giving you. You should know it by then. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I'm only going to give you one more minute. If you don't get it in a minute... I'm going to give you the name because 1 minute's enough.
I think I'm hungry. I'm thinking about Jody's apple crisp and Gary's cake.
Wow.
Got to get busy on Thanksgiving.
407-894-1680. 30 seconds. I'm going to give you the name.
Yeah, we got to go to break.
Before we go to break, I'm giving you the name.
It's time for break now. Then we'll come back and say goodnight.
That's it. That's it, Mike. That's it.
Nobody's calling in?
That's it. It's time for break. We'll have to tell them when we come back.
I'm going to give you the name. Natalie Cole. That's who you didn't hear. Natalie Cole. Her father was Nat King Cole. Okay? Nobody got it. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Maxi Aids has provided the largest selection of products for blind, visually impaired, deaf, hearing, and mobility impaired for more than 33 years. We offer low prices, fast delivery, and the highest level of customer service in the special needs community. Our product line includes the largest selection of low vision, braille, and talking watches, large print keyboards, calculators, and weight scales. We also feature handheld and electronic magnifiers, CCTVs, accessible games, cooking tools, bathroom, medical aids, and so much more. Call Maxi Aids at 1-800-522-6294 for a free catalog or look us up online at MaxiAids.com. Take 10% off your first order with promo code RADIO10. Some exclusions may apply.
Tired of choosing the same boring thing every time you go out to eat simply because you cannot access the restaurant menu? Want a menu that fits your visual needs or is available in Braille? How about an accessible website that is up to date and complete with pricing and menu item descriptions? Try Menus for All, 50,000 accessible restaurant menus in 12,000 U.S. cities and available from any internet-connected device. Visit us at menusforall.com. Find Menus for All on Facebook or contact us at sales@menusforall.com. Menus for All, changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired, one menu at a time.
Come to Koi Wan Hibachi Grill and Sushi Buffet for an unforgettable dining experience. Biggest and best buffet in the Orlando area. Located at 945 West State Road 436 in Altamont Springs, right next to Kohl's. Monday to Friday, only $9.49 from 11 a.m. to 3:45 p.m. Evenings and weekend, only $13.99 all day. Includes all-you-can-eat blue crabs. Crave hibachi? We have hibachi your way. And sushi? So many varieties of fresh sushi. Oh, and don't forget the huge selection of desserts. Koi Wan Hibachi Buffet. Stop by today. Michael, can I make you some coffee?
Whose coffee is it?
Michael, what other coffee would I be making? White cane coffee, of course.
Well, then I want it. Then I want it.
Okay, well, we got some new flavors. I bought some new flavors for the holiday.
Yeah, what flavors you got?
Creamy caramel.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Cinnamon nut roll, candy apple, caramel apple, or pumpkin snickerdoodle.
You're making me crazy.
Yeah, we have that too. Would you like that?
Yeah, I like that one.
All right.
Get your White Cane Coffee today, right now, today at www.whitecanecoffee.com. And don't forget that you heard it right here on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Mention promo radio to get your 10% discount. White Cane Coffee. Do blind children attend and participate in camp activities? Can blind people travel independently or operate a computer? Do blind adults play baseball? At the Association of Blind Citizens, we answer yes to those questions every day. You can support our programs by making a tax-deductible donation at www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button. Go to www.blindcitizens.org. Visit the support link and click on the donate button today. Be part of the success and help us do more. Donate today. Association of Blind Citizens, creating opportunity one step at a time.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Folks, I want to thank you very much for tuning us in today. I want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. I should have asked a question. How many people don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving?
That's right. Some people don't.
Are I understand you serious? That. Some people don't
Who
eat turkey,
don't eat
on,
turkey
Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Some people don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
No, it's Thanksgiving. You got to eat turkey.
No, not everybody.
Chicken?
Yeah, not everybody has they might turkey.
Because you eating some form of bird.
Maybe they eat Chinese food. Maybe they eat hot dogs. Maybe they eat meatballs and spaghetti. Maybe they eat tuna fish.
All right.
I'm done with it, Mike. I'm not going to go there.
Okay. So, you've got my song, my
You know,
music
next
ready.
Week, yeah, ready to next go. Week, listen, folks.
Oh,
next
yes,
week,
next
you're going to call
oh,
in.
Wait, next week.
Wait one second. Next week, you'll call in and let us know anybody who didn't eat turkey for Thanksgiving, what
okay.
they ate. That's very
I know
interesting.
A couple of jive
Speaking
turkeys.
Of next week, same time, same place, Gary Sinclair, co-host, will be joining us in the studio. Calling in will be Stephanie Jones from Menus for All. Can't wait to hear about Menus for All. And Cynthia Mariani, Primary Care at Home, will be calling in and much more as we jump into the month of December 2019.
God, it's December already.
Oh, my gosh.
And Lynn,
and
here,
Michael.
I want to say happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Yep.
Even though you're Jamaican me crazy.
Jamaican me crazy, man.
And there's my music, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Okay. Take care, all. Thank Love you,
Chris.
All. Thanks
happy
for listening.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Carter, you too.
And again, a very happy Thanksgiving. God bless you all. Stay well.